Hey, everybody. We're here at the Cruz Maryland booth at C-Trade, and we're here with the Deputy Director of Business Development and Cruz, Cynthany Berman. Cynthany, how are you?
Fine, Bill. It's a pleasure to be here and very excited to be with you today.
It's great to be with you. I know it's been very, very trying times for the state of Maryland. Do you have any updates on the bridge and developments?
So the first thing I want to say is that my executive director, Jonathan Daniels, really wanted to be here today. He's doing a great job with the bridge and all of the coordination that's going on at our cruise terminal. The command center is currently at our cruise terminal, and Jonathan is leading the way. So unfortunately, he couldn't be here today. We really, really wanted him to be here. So many people here love him, and they were expecting to see him. So we're here just trying to let everyone know that we're resilient and that we are still in the cruise business, and we're expecting it to come back very soon. As far as an update, the Corps of Engineers have stated that maybe by the end of April, we will have 35 feet ready for a small channel.
Oh, fantastic.
For some ships to get through.
Fantastic, fantastic. It's great to be here, and I know you guys are going to bounce back very, very quickly, because you always do, and it's a great port. How do you envision the Port of Maryland's partnership with cruise lines contributing to economic development?
So they are a major, major partner in the economic development for our state, and they have been very supportive during this time. We have Royal and Carnival year-round.
Uh-huh.
Norwegian is here in the fall, and all of them have been very supportive with regards to what we're going on and have promised to come back as soon as they are able to. So we look at them as a strong partner for us.
How do you attract and retain cruise lines and business partners?
So, Bill, let me just tell you, we're one of the best ports on the East Coast, right?
Absolutely.
So it's very easy what we have to offer. We're so close to Washington, D.C. for people who want to come and do the tourist thing before they get on the ship. You know, we say come for the cruise and stay for the experience so that you can enjoy what we have to offer in the state of Maryland. So the fact that we are located right off of 95, which is very easy, the people pull in, they park, and they go right into our building. So it works very well.
Can you discuss the growth opportunities and potential partnerships that you're pursuing to expand the cruise business?
Well, let me just tell you, I say this all the time. Because we are welcoming any cruise line that wants to come,
sure,
we are talking to all of them. We don't just limit it to one or two.
Sure,
we talk to all of them, and we're just there to offer the opportunity to come to Baltimore.
How do you leverage market trends and customer preferences to tailor to the offerings to the cruise guests?
So the thing about the cruise guests, I said it a little bit earlier, people want to come and they want to experience where they're going. So we have the restaurants, the museums,
sure,
you name it, for the passengers, right? The thing about the state of Maryland, we have all four seasons and we have everything. We have the mountains, we have the ocean, we have the beaches, we have the city, we have the restaurants. I mean, you name it. People want to come, and once they come once, they want to come back.
And I'm sure the pre and post cruise market is quite active for you as well.
Oh, absolutely. The hotels love it because people come in before. We have people coming from the Midwest. We have people coming from the South. We have people driving down from New York. We have people coming up from the South. We have people coming from Ohio. You name it, they're coming. Within, we have 40 million people within an overnight market. So definitely our area, our local area, is enjoying all of that.
How do you collaborate with other departments and stakeholders within the Port of Maryland to ensure a comprehensive and cohesive approach to business developments and the cruise operations?
That question actually goes to our governor, Governor Moore. Governor Wes Moore has been actively involved in business throughout the state.
Sure.
And with this situation with the bridge and with our cruise partners, he's making personal calls to them. He's making sure that they know how important cruising is,
sure,
to our state. So from the governor on down, all of us in the state of Maryland, the Port of Baltimore, the Maryland Port Administration, all of us support cruising. And whatever our cruise partners need, we're going to make it happen.
Well, congratulations on the continued growth. And I know the situation will turn itself around very, very shortly. Maryland has always been one of my favorite home ports. And I live in Philadelphia, grew up in Philly, so I wasn't too far away.
Okay, great. That's wonderful. I didn't know that. Okay, well, listen, we love the support. Thank you so much. And thank you for coming to our booth to make sure we got our message out to everyone that cruising is definitely going to continue in the state of Maryland.
Thank you, Cynthia Berman, Cruise Maryland. I'm Bill Panoff with Porthole Cruise and Travel.